I just wanted to say that you closed your eyes while she did that whole thing. That was very intense.
It was very intense. It took me back to when I was like 12, bro.
I almost felt like I should leave the room. I was like, all right, you're doing your own thing there. My guest on today's episode of New Music We Love is a really exciting new pop entry who just released her third single of the year, Hold On To Me. She first burst onto the scene with her 2017 debut single, No Need. Since then, has been on the rise, which is an awful term. It's an awful
on
term.
On the rise.
On the like rise.
Bread.
Yeah. Yes. But I always think of, it's Rika, by the way. It's
Rika. Hello, Rika. Yes. Hi.
I always think whenever I say something as ridiculous as on the rise, of that Ed Sheeran, You Need Me, I Don't Need You lyric, mm-hmm. I'm up and coming like I'm in an elevator.
Oh God. It's just like, every time I hear On The Rise, I always think of like baking and like cookies, yeast.
My mum actually made a bread last week. It was fantastic.
Was
She's
it?
She's a good baker. We're following along with Great British Bake Off at the moment.
Oh,
but
fun.
I've banned her from making anything. Like, I don't believe dairy and cake should interact that much. So I think she's going to do another bread this week.
Wait, so you don't, like when you have chocolate cake, you don't drink it with milk?
No.
Oh, what?
No.
How do you doubt it? It's so sugary. You need milk.
I need to have a confession. Very early on in the podcast this week.
Wow, we're already
I've
there.
Never drunk a glass of milk.
Like,
ever. Like, on its own, I have hot, I only drink hot chocolate, basically. But I can't have a glass of milk on its own.
That's kind of understand. Like, I only like specific milk. Like, I only like the lacto-free milk.
Okay.
I can't stand like regular milk.
Normal.
No.
Yeah, I see that. I drank like soya milk and almond milk for the longest time. So, but anyway, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
What a way to start. My first question is, how are you? Because it's early.
I'm good. It's early. Yeah, it's good. I woke up. I took a shower. I meant to actually go to.
That's good to know.
Thank you. Yeah. Hygienic. I'm actually meant to go and like have a shoot and an interview for a magazine after this. And I got an email this morning saying, by the way, can you come with your hair, makeup and a look? And I was like, I didn't wake up in time for that. So I just kind of done half my makeup, come to this podcast. Yeah. I'm going to go home, do the rest of it and then go to the shoot.
Well, as somebody who manages someone, I feel so sorry for you and your manager right now, because if that landed on my inbox in the morning,
I feel like I'm fairly fashionable. I style myself most of the time for regular things. So I don't feel like I'm having that much of an issue. Most of the time, my shoots do consist of hair, makeup, and styling, but I guess like sometimes you get the odd one.
Yeah. In the intro though, I mentioned your debut single, No Need, which has amassed over 2.3 million YouTube views to date. This one can read a press release, you can.
Yeah.
I'm right to think you were 16 years old when you released that track.
I think I was 17 when I released it, and I was 16 when I wrote it though.
Okay.
So yes, I was 16 around the time. I wrote it like back April in 2017, so I was still 16. I wrote it actually about bullying because, you know, I was in school, you know, I was, you know, picked on, la la la. Like, school wasn't the nicest to me. So I wrote a song about it and everyone was like, oh my God, who's this song about? Like, is it a boy? Is it relationships? Yeah. And I was like, no, girl, no. Like, I'm 16. I'm just worried about like getting my grades and stuff. Like, so that was cool. And we shot it in my old secondary school.
Okay.
And they made it look like a really American school. They were like, where'd you shoot this? You go to America? I was like, nah, bro, this is the school around the block. Okay. It's around my corner. And it looks really cool. I'm really proud of that video.
What was it like, though, or what is it like for you when a song that you wrote then when you were 16 has had such traction online, and ultimately that song was the thing that then sparked you getting signed and all of these other things that came to follow? Do you ever have those moments when you look back and you're like, God, I was so young?
All the time. Every time like I make a new song, I feel like I like grow in some way. I learn something new about myself and like how I want to come across sound and stuff. And at 16, I had a very early perception of it, but it's completely changed. And I love looking back and like, because I love writing, like that song I completely wrote on my own at 16. And I just love looking back and like seeing, the writing wasn't like as great as I am now, like as good as I am now, but like, it's still cute. It's really cute. And it's just nice to look on.
Well, another thing I read online, and that is quite well known fact about you, is your heritage is all over the place.
All over.
You're half Indian, half Serbian. There's some Hungarian in there as well. And you obviously live in London. Do you think, though, that this changes your perspective at all when it comes to making music?
Yeah, I feel like, because I grew up with so many different like cultures in the household, and there was always something different to listen to. I'd my relatives lived like next door, so we'd always pop over and we'd just like watch Bollywood movies, like listen to a lot of like classical Indian music, like regular Indian music, and like we'd go to Serbia and stuff and just experience the culture there and listen to a lot of music from there. It's just growing up with so many different like flavors. I feel like that's influenced my music as well, the sounds which I like and want to put in my songs.
Amazing. Well, what's actually so interesting to me thinking about it is that all these different cultures, I feel like especially Indian and Bollywood films are getting more and more popular in the UK now. I know there's I know this, but it's a weird fact for me to know. But there's an event at the Royal Albert Hall coming up where it's one of those live film to soundtrack things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's for, I've forgotten what the film's called, but a massive Bollywood film.
Oh, cool.
And that, to me, that was like a big thing, a big sign. It's the Royal Albert Hall.
This is a big venue.
Big venue. For them to believe that there's demand for a live like film to with a live score to it thing says a lot about actually how the different cultures in the UK are kind of interweaving and mingling and
I mean London I mean cultures in like what we're experiencing in general is just this all interwebbing of so many different cultures and it becoming more mainstream and stuff, and it's really interesting. It's really, really interesting, and it's really nice to see that kind of growth.
Yeah. Well, let's delve in because we've got a lot of new music.
Lots of new music.
So the first one is one of your picks, is God is a Dancer, which is a new song from Tiësto and Mabel.
Yeah. I think that track's really great. I think it's really catchy. I think she posted some teasers for the video. Yeah. I think it comes out today. It looks really good. She looks really, really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
She has like, I remember 3 years ago when she was just releasing her like original music, the first couple of tracks. If you compare her then
to now,
I mean, her is like a physical human being 3 years. Like she looks more grown up because she's grown up by 3 years, but like it's so different. And she's blossomed into this pop star that is like global pop star that obviously people saw her at the time. But if I'm going to be honest for myself, when I first heard her music, I was like, okay, cool. Like I didn't like see where it is now.
No, I mean, I feel like she completely, like she started in a different, like she started R&B, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was definitely not like, but it's nice that her sound, her sonic is like molded into this great big popness. Like it really suits her.
Because it definitely, the music isn't like Katy Perry, it isn't straight down the road pop.
No,
but there is still that blend
it's
of
still
R&B.
Very pop.
Yeah, but her pairing up with a producer like this in Tiësto, obviously she's on tracks with Jax Jones before as well. It's just like a really interesting direction for her. Now, Mabel's label mate, Gracie, I'm a very big fan of, and she's going to be on this podcast in a few weeks or a few months' time.
Oh, nice.
I'm a massive fan. We spoke about her last week as well because she released a song, Easy For You.
Didn't she like release a whole EP or is that coming out soon?
This week she's released a whole EP called Imposter Syndrome, which has
nice
all of the music she's released to date, Different Things, If You Loved Me, Easy For You, plus a new track called Fingers Crossed. And I mean, we say this every week on the podcast, we're big fans of Gracie. Because I mean, firstly, she's so talented as a songwriter, but also there's these different sides to her. If you look at for example, this music, it's also sad and heartbreak, and it's, you kind of want to be like, who hurt you, hun? Like, do you need
who hurt you, girl? You need a hug.
Exactly.
Let me hug you, girl.
But then she's done the Ritual song with Tiësto, Jonas Blue and Rita Ora, which is a massive dance song. She also, when Four of Diamonds were here last week, she's written with them.
Oh, fun.
So that is like obviously a completely different pop sound as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're really excited about Gracie. The new EP, Imposter Syndrome, is well worth a listen, but definitely have some tissues with you.
Have some tissues.
Because you're going to cry.
Darn.
You're going to cry a lot. Talking about Four of Diamonds.
Talking about Four of Diamonds segue.
Yes.
Yeah, they have that new track, Eating Me Up. Yeah, it's a really good track. I really like the track. I saw their I went to one of their live gigs. I think they did a headline show or something in London. And yeah, they performed a bunch of unreleased tracks. This was one of them.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, it was really, really good. Really great show. Yeah.
Yeah, they're amazing. They're obviously on the podcast last week, so, so I've kind of got to say that. But they are. Eating Me Up is a part of a new singles club concept they've started, which is they're going to be releasing loads of singles frequently, and you can sign up to the singles club, I think, to find out about it first. If Eating Me Up is one to kind of go by in terms of what to expect from the singles club.
Oh, yeah. And usually the first one's usually the warm-up one. It's like waiting for a four-course meal, and all of a sudden you're going to have the nice... finale.
I feel like you wouldn't want to get in a fight with Four of Diamonds. Like, they could beat you up.
Oh my god, no, they're definitely gonna beat you up, bro. They are feisty girls. Yeah. I love it. They have so much energy, and they're so like closely knitted.
Yeah.
Like, girl, you wouldn't want to fight with them. Yeah. No.
Going back to that Gracie track for a second, actually. Because there was a big actually conversation point on this, which we completely missed out, and it's my fault. Because you were telling me when we were listening to this music before about this producer. Is it Alan Simpson?
Alan Samson, yeah. So Alan he Samson. Made this song. I think he made the Different Things song. Yeah. He wrote it and produced it. And I've worked with him before. He's a great guy, great vibe. And it was just because he used to work a lot with Jay Sean. And one of the songs which they made together got remixed by this guy called Regard. And it just blew up on TikTok recently, and now I'm hearing it all over the airwaves. I'm like, I've heard this on TikTok and just now on Radio One, and it's just I think it's crazy how like TikTok is becoming such a driving force for music. And all like literally the top 10 global viral songs are literally just swarmed with TikTok favorites, you know, and it's really great to see.
The songs Ride It.
Yeah, the songs Ride It.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, it's there.
It's a cool one.
It's a really cool song.
The TikTok thing's interesting, actually, you bringing that up, because you're right. To me, I was thinking about this the other day, the idea of me standing in my bedroom doing some like dance moves or like some impromptu video to a song I've never imagined myself in that situation. But they're like generally like people all over the country and all over the world, like teenagers of all different backgrounds, and like it's not one type of person who engages on TikTok.
Oh no, it's become very diverse. Like I feel like musically was a bit more, like it used to be musically before, and I felt like that was a little bit more one level, but TikTok is like you can dance on it, comedy works really well, you know, lip syncing still does well, you know, it's like becomes such a big platform, like it's growing exponentially and stuff, and I think it's great.
Exponentially.
Check out me out. Check my vocabulary.
Big word for a Friday. The final one we're going to talk about in this segment is the new track from Hailee Steinfeld.
Ooh.
I'm a big Hailee Steinfeld fan.
Yeah, she does pop so well. Yes. I love her.
This new song, it's the first new music we've had in Hailee Steinfeld in ages.
Ages.
It's called Afterlife. Mm. It was one of those things, you know, when Spotify and Apple Music put big billboards on in Times Square. They did that, and she got very emotional, like everybody does.
I'd love to have my face plastered on Times Square.
Yeah, I would love like that too.
Oh my god.
Just as like a happy birthday message.
Happy birthday, James. Yeah. Times Square.
Yeah, we've got till February the 1st, guys. This is attached though to her new show she's doing for Apple TV Plus called Dickinson, which is all about Emily Dickinson, the incredible American poet who's also like feminist, and it's got an amazing cast, as evidenced by the fact that Hailee Steinfeld is playing Emily Dickinson.
I love how Hailee Steinfeld is so like diverse. Like she's just as good as in her pop lane as she is in her acting, and she doesn't like pick which one to like almost major in, you know. She's just like doing both, like with the same kind of passion and like importance, and I feel like that's so awesome that she can like be an actress and a pop singer, like whenever, like because she can, you know. I feel that's so empowering.
I mean, from a music point of view, I'm a big fan of her music. I kind of wish she would major a bit more in her music, because I can write her some more music, please. But, but no, you're right, she's absolutely amazing as an actress and as an artist.
Hey, this is Kylie, you're listening to New Music We Love.
Let's go through a bit more music. Well, when I say a bit more music, I mean a lot more music,
You mean five whole songs.
In 100 seconds.
Woo.
We know how this goes from now. So I've got 1 minute, 40 seconds on the clock. It took me a long time to work out. That was 100 seconds.
But 60 plus 40?
Yeah.
100. Cool.
I got an A star in math GCSE, I'll let you know.
Hey.
Even to, I was predicted a B, so something went wrong in that marking. But
Someone gave your marks to someone else.
Yeah, but it's fine. No complaints.
No complaints.
So let's go. Liam Payne, A Boogie With The Hoodie. It's called Stack It Up, the new track.
It's written by Ed Sheeran.
It's written by Ed Sheeran, yeah. Produced by Steve Mack.
I love when you have like an Ed Sheeran co-write on a track and yeah. You can just hear the Ed Sheeran in it. It's like yeah. You can, he basically sang it pretty much.
Ed's been busy though. Between Liam Payne, he also did his own music. He also did the Westlife album.
He did the Westlife. Yeah. He's done a couple projects for some boy bands, like yeah. Pretty Much and Why Don't We. He's done yeah. A couple singles for those and they're insane.
Yeah. But you said when we first heard it that it sounds a bit like Havana by Camila
Cabello.
It did.
It gave me Havana vibes. All right, yeah. Next song. We're running out of time.
You know what? That's usually me, so thank you. Lau, the new one's called Feelings.
Ah, I love Lau. Yes. He's such a great writer.
I just wish he'd wear, what are they called? Like vests.
Yeah.
He just wears a lot of vests.
Oh, yeah.
And it creeps me out a bit, so please stop doing that.
Put on a real shirt,
yes,
man.
Please be dressed properly.
He, like, in his previous song with Anne-Marie, he did that censored the song with a dog woof. Yes. I just wanted to mention that real quickly before I move on. Okay, yeah. Next.
Brilliant. Next. Griffin, Gorgon City, Aluna George. It's called Baggage. Aluna George, very pregnant.
Very pregnant.
But releasing new music.
Yeah, check her out, bro. It's like Superwoman. Yeah, like,
you've got to respect that.
That is so respectful.
Okay, next.
Okay.
Stormzy. It's called Wiley Flow. It released on Tuesday,
yeah.
On Monday, Tuesday, week. Wednesday,
yeah,
a day this week, not on Friday, basically.
On Friday.
And it's an appreciation track, and we'll talk more about that after.
Cool.
And then B Miller and Snake Hits. It's called Not Gonna Be Like You, but it's all written in caps. It's actually
not gonna be like you.
And you like this song?
I love it. I love B Miller. Snake Hits, I'm obsessed with. They're one of my favorite people ever.
Oh my, that one.
Yeah. Wow, we did it.
We finished on a singing note as well.
Woo.
There we go. Let's delve in a bit deeper. B Miller and Snake Hips.
Mm.
I realized when I said you like this one, it made it sound like I don't like this one.
Is that you like it?
I do. I do like this song. I think B Miller's amazing, and
she's so great.
She's in this new era. Mm. She released a song with Jesse Reyes a couple weeks ago, which is amazing. And I never forget the first time I met her. She referred to her own teeth as being little Timmy Turner teeth, which I don't actually know what it means, but that's what I think of whenever I think of her name now.
That makes zero sense to me. I mean, because Timmy Turner has like them teeth,
big teeth,
like bunny teeth. But like,
maybe she went big Timmy. Oh, okay. Well, now I'm doubting myself.
Her teeth are fine though. I mean, not that I look at her teeth or
but
something.
But now all I do is look at her teeth.
Yeah.
So.
No.
thanks, B.
How are your teeth?
Ruined yourself for me. And then Stormzy, Wiley Flow. So a story behind this track, as far as I understand, is there's obviously a bit of beef between Stormzy, Ed Sheeran and Wiley.
I didn't think Stormzy was involved. Like, I didn't know if he was involved or
well,
not.
Well, what happened was, I actually saw this unfold on Instagram. So here we go. I should be on BBC News for this, really. I witnessed it. So Ed Sheeran announced, or Stormzy announced, their new track, Take Me Back to London.
Yeah.
And Wiley commented it. Basically being like, oh, Ed Sheeran's now jumping on the grime scene. And Stormzy responded to Wiley saying like, man, I respect you, but actually Ed Sheeran's always been in grime and rap, and that's actually what he did before he did pop. So then like this kind of beef unraveled between Ed Sheeran and
culture
Wiley.
Culture vulture.
In the meantime, Stormzy's released an appreciation track for Wiley, which uses the beat and flow from one of Wiley's old songs.
Oh, nice.
To basically be like, yo, Wiley's the best. So
Wiley, I love you.
I kind of wish there were more appreciation tracks instead of diss tracks.
Oh, yeah.
That would be like...
That'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, imagine what the next Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes track could be if that was...
Oh, my God. Have you seen that video of them like kissing on Instagram?
Yeah.
I think that scarred the whole population of Instagram.
Yeah.
That was... uncalled for.
That was a lot.
It was a lot.
There should have been a trigger warning before that.
Exactly. It should have been like not safe for work / any regular human.
Not safe.
Not safe.
Not safe.
No.
Well, this week has been Fashion Week, London Fashion Week to be precise.
Yeah.
And you've been at a lot of events this week.
Yes. I love a good Fashion Week. Fashion Week is so busy. It's crazy. It's crazy. So you have all these events and they love putting the shows like early in the morning with like 9 a.m. So that means you have to get up at like 7 to get ready for the show, because you know it's fashion week. You can't just roll up in like jammies and like your tracksuits, which I would love to, but
well, actually, if you want to make a fashion statement,
like more I hate fashion, here I am in my sweatpants.
But in a way that's actually very fashion, so
it is. But at the same time, you're going to like
I agree.
I'm not gonna do that. So yeah, they're very early in the morning, and then they love having these parties which go on till very, very late in the evening, like 2-3 they finish, and it's just like, well, they finish at 3 and then you want me to get up at 7, so I'm gonna get 4 hours of sleep. Like, I get knackered after fashion week. They're so tiring. The events are so lovely though. The events are really fun. Yeah, well, I love seeing shows and stuff.
I went on Getty Images because that's the sort of human I am. And I saw you were stopped in the street with Girly for somebody to take pictures of you because you were like wearing cool clothes.
Yeah. It was so good. Like, me and Girly, Girly's great. Girly's really great. I always bump into her in Fashion Week. And
you literally
stuff.
Can't miss her, actually. No. She's quite a look.
Yeah, she's quite a look. The big hair. Yeah. Very vibrant. But like, when I first got my picture on Getty Images, I'm like, okay, who's going to pay to get this watermark on my picture? But it's actually the thing where you like have the watermark on the picture. Yeah. Like, I've been, you know, like, what's the word?
Papped.
I've been papped. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've been papped by Getty Images, guys. Yeah. Like, I'm next. I'm a celebrity now.
Yeah. It's like, talking about fashion, is that something as your career grows you want to get more into from like a design point of view? Mm. Where do you view fashion in your like world?
Fashion is, I love fashion. I love like styling myself. I love just like getting, like, I love window shopping. I know that sounds kind of lame, but I just love looking at pieces, you know, just admiring like the craft behind them. Because I can, like music, it's very craftual, you know? Is that a word? Yes. Yeah. it's just very craftsy. Like, you have, like, there's like a vision and you have to put it to life. And it's just a lot of hard work goes into music and fashion. And I can appreciate it from that aspect. I'd love to go into like fashion later on in my career for sure. It's like, I love fashion in general.
Yeah. Let's talk about a couple more tracks.
Yeah.
We've got time for. So, The Script.
I love them.
Yes.
I like grew up on them, bro.
They're back with The Last Time.
Oh my God. My inner 9-year-old is like screaming.
Yeah. So, I was trying to have a conversation with somebody the other day about where you, as a general phrase, first heard about The Script.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because there'll be a portion of the population where the answer will be The Voice.
No, I definitely, like, because he was a judge on The Voice.
Yeah.
No, but he was famous before he was a judge on The Voice.
Yeah, well, that's how he got to be a judge on The Voice. Yeah, but I feel like that introduced him to even more people.
Yeah, I think that's true. But I, like, what? They had The Man Who Can't Be Moved. That song
was a massive song.
Massive song. And, like, I used to, like, cover that when I was, like, in secondary school. Like, I think there was like a talent show or something. Yeah, and I did a cover.
I like
of
the
it.
One for the first time.
Ooh. Yeah, that song is good.
Yeah,
I used to play that to my, like, just sit in my head and like play it on repeat when I had like a crush on someone when I was like 12. I was like, I'm just gonna play the song, you know, just pretend like me and my crush are like holding hands for the first time.
I just wanted to say that you closed your eyes while she did that whole thing. That was very intense.
It was very intense. It took me back to when I was like 12, bro.
I almost felt like I should leave the room. I was like, all right, you're doing your own thing there. And then our last song really to mention this week is Maroon 5 have dropped a new song called Memories, which is really chill. And I also feel like if you had a song name generator for Maroon 5, Memories ticks.
Yeah, no, it ticks that box.
It ticks that box. Well, you've got new music as well.
Yes.
Your current single is Hold On To Me.
Yes.
It's a big track.
Thank you.
It's a big one. Tell us about it, how it came about, what it's about.
It came about. How did it come about? So I can tell you the story of the track, I guess.
Yeah.
I had, the session was at 12, but I had a meeting at 11 and the meeting ran over by 2 hours. Oh, and God. I was like,
wait, ran over by 2 hours?
Yeah. So I like got to the studio at 2.
Jesus.
And I'm usually never late for my studio sessions. You know, I'm a good on time bird.
You were 7 minutes early today, can I say?
I was I'm so early. I love being early. Yeah. And then I got to the studio and I was like, okay guys, sorry I'm late. No. And they were like, oh, it's cool. Like, we already like started like working on something. And I was like, okay, cool. So they like had like the kind of like the bass of the chorus, like the chorus, the melody. I think he the writer Aiden, who was in the session with, he was like, I have this melody, I came up with it last night, like, what do you think? And like, he just like sang it, and I thought, I was like, okay, this is really dope, let's like build the whole track. So we like wrote the track, we put the lyrics down, and I think this is one of the quickest songs which I've written. Like all the words just came out, like it was really easy to write. And also the pre-chorus was, this song is really special to me because like the pre-chorus is like hinting at like some, like has like some Bollywood melodies in it, like in the pre, I'm like really going for it there. And it was really nice because I can like pay homage to like my background using like the melodies and stuff and still keep it really pop and mainstream and radio friendly. And people can still like get it. Like every time I play the song to someone, they're like, that pre-chorus is insane. And I'm like, yeah, but like, I'm like, yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And the video is also like, I did a crossover between like Indian and Serbian fashion with like high fashion, yeah, couture. And I think I made some really cool looks, and the whole video is just basically a big homage to like who I am and like my hair, yeah, my background.
Amazing. Well, my final question then. Okay. It's called The Final Question. Ooh. And it's always a question connected to one of the releases this week. Uh-huh. So obviously Stormzy released an appreciation track for Wiley. Mm. But if you had to write an appreciation track to anyone right now, who would the subject of the song be? And you're not allowed to say me, although I know we've had a very enjoyable half hour. Yeah.
I think it'd be Rihanna.
What? Fantastic answer.
Rihanna is... she's one of my idols. She's probably one of everyone's idols, yeah, I'd say.
She released her Savage Fenty show.
Oh my God. She has the, yeah, Savage Fenty, the lingerie show.
Yeah.
Which is coming out soon on Amazon.
It came out today, I think.
It came out today. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm going to watch it as soon as I can. She's insane. She's doing extremely well. Please bless us with some new music, girl.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think she's just the highlight of Instagram and, yeah, just life in general. Like, she's so insane. I love her so much.
There we go. Rihanna is... that was so... I love how quick that answer was as well. It was like you'd been waiting all your life for this question.
All my life to make a track for Rihanna.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Rika, for coming on.
Thank you so much, James.
My actual final question is, what's coming up? What can we expect over the next 3 months between now and the end of the year?
A lot of more music. I'm not going to end the year without
God, Hayley Steinfeld. Take note.
Hayley Steinfeld. Yeah, definitely more music, some live shows, I think, yeah, as well. So if you are around in London, come see me. I'm going to be posting about it on my Instagram. My Instagram is at Rika Official. Shameless plug. Sorry.
It's fine.
You can cut it out later if you want. But yeah, I think, yeah, just a lot. Just, I'm not going to end the year just like solemnly. I'm going to end it with a nice bang, I feel like.
That's good. No solemnness.
No.
No solemn.
No.
Rika, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.